You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rock Ministry. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill here from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. That is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Can we have a 2 minutes praise and worship real quick and get that anointing out there? Come on, give God a praise.
Holy Ghost!
Like Jesus. Did you hear me? Nobody do me like Jesus. No husband, no mother, no father. My God, no friend. I said nobody do me like Jesus. My God. I have a part two message, and I just want to bring you the first part on today. Amen. And today we're going to deal with awaiting the new body. If you are afraid of death after this message today, if death so desires to come your way, you will embrace him. Come on and say amen. Come on and say amen. Amen. Come on and say amen. Amen. Come on and say amen. Amen. Only the believers can think like this. Only the believers can speak like this. Come on and say amen. Amen. So I'm going to ask Mr. Engineer to put on the screen for us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Reading from the verse 1. Come on and wave your hand and bless God. I know he's in the house. I don't have to look at your face to tell you he's in the house. I can feel him for myself. The presence of the Lord is here. Would you just lift up your hand and let him see where you are? Thank you, Jesus. Because when your hand hurt, you don't want that prayer to say, you didn't wave it for me. Come on, come on, come on and praise God. Come on and praise God. Come on and praise God everywhere. I said, praise the Lord everywhere. I'm bringing a word to you, and I'm bringing a word to Radio Land today. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, reading from the verse 1. The topic today is awaiting the new body. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Somebody shout, this tabernacle. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Somebody shout, this tabernacle. Somebody shout, this body. That tabernacle there is the body. Amen. Why the body is a tabernacle? Because you see, there's not much about the body. It's about what's inside of the body. Come on and shout amen. The real you is living in your tabernacle. Tabernacle is a dwelling place. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. Come on. And in this tabernacle, in this body, we groan. In this body, we are sick. In this tabernacle, we suffer pain. We struggle in this tabernacle to serve God. Come on and shout amen. Come on and shout amen. But I've got good news. Though this tabernacle will be dissolved, this tabernacle will one day rot. This tabernacle will be eaten by worms one day. Lord God, I wish somebody knows you. This tabernacle, it will be stink one day. So stink that not even the person that tell you that they love you more than the air they breathe won't come near you. This tabernacle. Well, I've got good news. The only way that this tabernacle will be dissolved is if you leave. Do I have any believers listening to me today? I'm here to tell you that the only way the tabernacle will be dissolved is if you leave. Now, your neighbor and say, neighbor, I just live here. This is not me. I love God. For we that are in this tabernacle, we groan, we sigh when the stressors of life discombobulated our minds. We groan. Sometimes we complain. Sometimes the word says being burdened. Sometimes we are burdened. So burdened, you don't want to talk to anybody. So burdened, you don't even want to take a shower. So burdened, you don't want to brush your teeth. Somebody shout, this tabernacle. Listen, listen. Not for that we would not be unclothed. We are not groaning. We are not feeling miserable because we believe that we will not be clothed. Are you listening? But clothed upon. You must know that when this tabernacle is dissolved, there is a clothing for you. That mortality might be swallowed up in life. Come on and shout amen. Come on and shout amen. One of these days, mortality will be swallowed up in life. Whew. From mortal to immortality. One of these days, I'm just going to glide down into mortality. If you believe that, you should be praising. Now, he that has wrought us for the selfsame thing is God. Now, you didn't do anything to get this body. You did not get anything for this new tabernacle. Come on now. But it is God that have designed this. Come on and say amen. Amen. Who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. I wish you would praise God. I said, I wish you would praise God. God is concerned about you. Come on, nudge your neighbor and tell your neighbor that. Tell your neighbor that, neighbor. God is concerned about you. Can I simplify it for you today? Just stay right there, Mr. Engineer. I'm going to simplify it for you today. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God. Oh, come on, somebody, and praise it. An eternal house in heaven. Come on and shout amen. Not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling. Because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. Come on and shout amen. Come on and shout amen. For while we are in this tent, this body, this tabernacle, we groan and are burdened because we do not wish to be unclothed. Come on. Nobody can tell this like an old person. A person that is old. And now when you raise your hand, everything is shaking. Your legs are shaking. Come on and say amen. I love some of the old ladies because you know you have some old ladies and they're not ashamed. They know that their legs are shaking. But they're still wearing that little shorts. They're not worrying themselves. Come on. Even though their skin is loose, they're still hip. Come on and say amen. And they don't, some of them don't have any idea that there is a new body. But you know about your neighbor now and say, come on now, come on, come on, get here. Am I talking to anyone? I said, get hip. Because our new body awaiting us. Come on and bless God. Come on and bless God. Let me get you back to verse 5 where I left off. Verse 5. And I'm reading from the NIV version for you today. Now, the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God. Do you understand? Now look at somebody and tell them, I was thought of. I was thought of. I was not flung together. I was carefully designed. Come on now, come on now, come on. Come on, tell them, I am a product of God. I wish somebody would believe that today. Because you might not like how your nose look, but God designed it that way. Now, not your neighbor, say to your neighbor, love yourself. You are perfectly designed. Oh God, I praise you. Who has given us the Spirit as a deposit? I love this. Who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come? The Holy Spirit, the Roha HaKodesh, he is a sealer. If you don't have him, you should be worried. Because he is a deposit. A deposit on what? A deposit. He put down a deposit. He will come back to finish the purchase. Come on, I shout amen. Come on, I shout amen. Come on, look at somebody and tell them, I'm going to be there. You may not think so. Don't look like it right now. Come on and say amen. Oh, somebody bless God. Your deposit has to be something substantial. Something that you can't afford to lose. Come on and say amen. Therefore, we are always confident. That is verse 6. Let's see what it says here. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are always from the Lord. I'm reading a different version from you. While you live in this tabernacle, you're not with the Lord. Don't get it twisted. The Holy Spirit is just a deposit on you. Come on and say amen. Thank you, Jesus. While you live in this body, you are absent from the Lord. Every believer should have a groaning wanting to be with the Lord. Don't you want to be with the Lord? I want to be with the Lord. Come on, nudge somebody and tell them, I want to be with the Lord. Hence, you can't be afraid of dying. Dying is a must. Anybody check in how many more good years they have here on the face of the earth? Come on, come on, come on. Those that are in their 70s are making plans. Oh my God. Ahijah the prophet. Ahijah the prophet was blind because of age. Are you listening to me? So it does not matter how much the comforter is with us. It does not matter how much the anointing of God is on our lives. All age is a factor. It is God's design. Come on and say amen. So while you are counting the years, I don't know about anybody. I'm just in my early 50s and I'm counting. Yeah? I was telling my children the other day, I said, how many good years do you think I have left? And if you can still count, then you can get yourself together, getting ready to meet the Lord. Come on and say amen. Come on and say amen. Come on, nudge your neighbor and say, it's not time to be afraid. For we walk by faith and not by our sight. Our sight say that we are weak and feeble. But faith says, I have a new body. I will be clothed upon. God is a good God and I'm going to be with him. Can you imagine? Can you even fathom the thought that you will see him face to face? Face to face shall I behold. Face to face. Face to face. Not senior pastor, but face to face. You will behold the Lord, the one who died for you, the one who sacrificed his life. The one who died so that we could be justified. Do you understand that there is nothing that you could ever do to become justified? Only the blood of Jesus Christ can allow you to be justified. Do you understand that? Do you understand that you can't give God a lump sum of money so that you can be counted justified? There was only one gift that could allow us to be justified, and that was the blood of his son. Come on, somebody, and bless God. And I love verse 8. We are confident. Oh God, rest your seat and lift up your hand in confidence. If you're listening to me, stop what you're doing in confidence. We are confident. I'm confident. I'm confident I'm going to be there. I'm confident I will get that new body. I'm confident. I'm confident. I said, I am confident. Come and turn to somebody and tell them how confident you are. There is no wavering in my spirit. There is no doubt in my spirit. I am confident. I'm confident. I will see my father there. I am confident that I shall see the one who died for me. This is my story. This is my song. I am confident. Anybody know that if tonight should be the rapture, that you will be clothed upon? Anybody know that for a fact? I'm here to encourage your spirit man today. Don't get weary in well doing. Sometimes the road gets rough. Sometimes the going gets tough. But be confident. Be confident. Paul says, I say, and willing, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. That number is 1-888-91-6346. Be blessed.